Welcome back to Arts Alive. It's the podcast of the St. Pete Catalyst. My name is Bill DeYoung, and we've got loads of fabulousness in the room today because my guests are both from Stagework Theater in Tampa. Please say hello to producing artistic director Carla Hartley.
Hello.
And there's operations manager Heather Kruger.
Hello.
Hey, Carla, you've been here before. Heather, it's your first time.
It is my first time.
We have a little thing we like to do here, which is I got to grill you.
Oh, okay.
Carla's already been through this.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, we know you as a performer.
Yes.
You're a singer and an actress.
Yes.
You probably dance. I couldn't vouch for you. Okay, there you go. She's a triple threat, probably a quadruple threat. But you also are in administration at Stagework.
I am.
Is that the sort of thing where, you know, jobs are so few and far and in between, and I want to be in theater, I'm going to go ahead and start doing, like, paperwork?
Yes and no. It was kind of fluky that it worked out.
I like fluky.
Yeah. Yeah, Rachel, the previous PSM at the Stageworks, had just had a baby.
That's production stage manager.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. The little insider talk.
Stage manager. Yeah. Yeah, and we were all not working because of COVID. So my boyfriend is a stage manager, and he was also not working. And I was like, well, if Rachel's not going to come back after the baby, what do you say?
Yeah.
And Carla was like, yeah, we could give it a try. And then he got hired back at his job. And I was like, well, I'll do it.
Oh, there you go.
And so Carla started, you know, kind of teaching me the ropes.
That's been a couple years now.
I think it's been like, well, four. It's 2024.
Gosh, but you still do perform. I mean,
I do still perform because Carla is the best boss ever in the world.
It's only because she's sitting here. Right?
No, she probably really is. But Carla wants people who work for her to thrive and not, you know, fall into some black hole of despair.
Or anybody really. No, you don't have to work for me. I definitely don't want anybody to fall into a pit of despair.
That's true. She is a kind lady.
You were just in the Lizzie over at Jobsite. Mm-hmm. You were one of the four.
Can
we kind of recap some of the things that people have seen you in? I know that's corny to say.
Oh,
but,
sure.
You know.
I was in the Great American Trailer Park at Stageworks.
Yeah, big hit. Big hit.
I worked many years as one of the resident company members in the Jabe Theater at the Straz.
You did like Beehive and that kind of?
No, we did. It was called Respect. I've done.
It was one of those.
Yeah, Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, okay.
And then what was the one? Shout.
Shout. I think
that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah,
that yes,
one.
That was more recent. Yeah. Thank you for knowing my
I was doing
my
the
go-go
dance.
Of course.
Nobody could see that.
Shout. And I've done some things with Jobsite. We did Forbidden Planet.
Return to the
Forbidden Planet.
You were
planet.
Also in the Silence of the Lambs thing.
I was. Silence, the musical.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I've been around.
And we'll be seen on stage this summer as
Trina in Falsettos.
And?
Magenta in Jobsite's Rocky Horror.
Oh, there we go. That's coming up
soon.
Soon. After the Smuggler, right? It's like the next one?
Yeah. We start rehearsals for Falsettos May 13th. And then we start rehearsals for Rocky opening weekend of Falsettos.
Wow.
Yeah.
So here's evidence for you, listeners, that theater never sleeps. Because we're here to talk about Thornton Wilder's Our Town, which opens tonight at Stageworks.
It will air tonight. Yes. You just ruined it.
I try to
He'll
do this every time.
He'll fix it later.
I forgot to tell you, this is coming out Friday. No, I'm not going to fix it later. It opens tonight. This is April 26th at Stageworks over in Tampa. All right, take two.
So
we're here to talk about Our Town, and there's been some interesting twists to this show. Our Town, of course, won the Pulitzer Prize for drama in 1938 and is pretty much the quintessential slice of American drama for lots and lots of reasons. But there's a twist to this one. Let me talk with you, Carla, because obviously you're the one who sort of chooses the season and does all of that stuff. This is what you call your season of discovery in that this show, using Our Town as a part of that, is a way to, I don't know, explain the diversity and universality of us all and blah, 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 all of that kind of – I don't mean to denigrate and say blah, 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 but tell me why we're doing the version of Our Town that has sections of dialogue in Haitian and in Spanish.
Well, first of all, I love this play. And yeah. I have a long history with the play. I saw it one when I was a teenager first, and at the Tampa Players a million years ago. Then I was able to perform in it as the stage manager at USF Summer Theater when I came back from college. But I think this is a way of rediscovering. He's taking pictures while we're doing the thing. You're distracting me.
A little more backstage antics here, folks. So it stayed with you.
It stayed with me. And and this is this iteration of the play is a rediscovery of community, I think.
Well, you know? That's what it's about. Yeah.
So it's... So portions of the play are performed in Creole. And there are super titles in English for those of us who need to follow along with the play. And the same with one of the primary families, the Gibbs, are Haitian Creole, and the other primary family, the Webbs, are Latin, and they speak Spanish in the home.
This is not something you sort of made up. You got Jael to say, "Here's a Spanish." I know he's in it, so we'll talk about him in a minute.
He is.
Nilo Cruz did the Spanish translation, and the Creole stuff is by a man named Jeff Augustin.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say it?
I think so.
So it's not like homemade.
No.
Is a production that exists of our town
for sure. I didn't make it up. It started in Miami. They did this first iteration of this this play there. It's sanctioned by the Thornton Wilder estate. So it's all fair play, but it's a really interesting way of rediscovering an American classic, but expanding the notion of what American can be. And American is not necessarily white English speaking people in New Hampshire. So American is also Haitian American families who speak Creole in their home, for that matter, a Russian American families who might speak Russian or in their home, or Ukrainian, any version of a culture is and should be welcome in the United States. And I think that using this really quintessential classic American play to let us all look into what family and community can be if we join together beyond barriers of language. I think it's a really beautiful way of exploring what it means for us all to gather together.
So the Gibbs and the Webbs at home speak these languages, but when they interact with one another, is it English?
It's English, yeah. Yeah, when they're out in the community.
That really is fascinating. So you're doing like super titles, like the projection?
Yeah, like you'd seen an opera or whatever. Yeah. So
I mean, the idea is, it's a very human thing. And what I remember you taking away from it and subsequently reading, because I was too stupid to get it, was that, it's basically appreciate every moment in life.
Yeah.
Right? Because it has a sad ending and a moving ending, let's say.
Yeah, very, I'm not very sure it's sad, but yeah.
Well, sad for a certain character, but we won't go there. But that's universal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what draws me to the work that we do in general, right? Mm-hmm. And any play we produce, any play that I bring to the table, I really look at as an opportunity to gather communities together to experience the same thing at the same time.
Is that what the Season of Discovery is about?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, I think it's discovering different aspects of community. Really, it's interesting. When I choose a season, I go with a word like discovery, right?
Yeah.
But the more I sort of get into it, the more I realize that this season has been about family, really, about different iterations of family and how do we look at it and how do we come together as one.
Oh, The Immigrant was very much like that.
Yeah.
The last show you did.
Yeah.
Heather, you're the stage manager of this.
Sir.
What is that? Just for people who don't understand exactly what that means, are you just the cast wrangler? I mean, you just kind of make sure everybody's in the right place at the right time?
Partly.
Yes, I do all of that as well.
Yeah.
I also run the push the buttons to make the lights and the sound sound cues go. And
oh, yeah.
For this
and now
particular
the
show, the super titles, which are a lot. Of
a lot.
Pushing of buttons.
How many hands you got over there?
I only have two. But yeah, I'm excited about it. Typically in a play there are not as many sound or light cues as in, say, a musical.
Yeah.
Which is, fine and lovely. But yeah, I'm gonna not have any minutes to rest on my laurels during this one. I will be on my toes. For sure.
Carla, I think it was you on Facebook said something like, it's just so nice. The cast and the crew is like a family. I mean, I see Jim Wicker, who I know up there doing stage manager. Can we talk about the cast, you guys?
Sure.
And who's in this? And JL's in it?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a really interesting mix of people who I've known for a really long time.
Sure.
I think Jim Wicker and I was discussing it. I think that the first play I directed him in was in 2001 or maybe a little earlier. Fun fact, he was actually in the production of Our Town that I saw as a teenager.
Wow.
At Tampa Players.
He is that old.
Yeah,
he
full really circle. Ouch.
Hi, Jim.
Love you, Jim.
So yeah, you know, you've got people from the community who have been working here a long time, JL Ray, Jim Wicker,
Hugh Timoney,
who's really love that man to death.
So
he's
great.
Just so great. And young folk, you know, we've got the two people who are playing George and Emily, the lead sort of love interest characters together.
Yeah.
You know, Jaden is a Blake High School student. He's graduating in a month, I think. Yeah. He's going to graduate from high school in a month. And then the young woman who's playing next to him works with Think Tank Theater a great deal. So it's a really interesting mix of people who I've never worked before ever, and people who I've known for a dog's age. So, and it's been a remarkably...
A dog's age, that's like 7 years.
Yeah, I think so. It's been remarkably, it's been lovely. It really has. They're all great people to have in the room. And I, as many people know, I love a room that is free of drama and free of conflict. Rehearsing should be fun and it should be joyous. And that's how I like to keep the rehearsal room. It was not without its challenges. I mean, JL was out all last week because he had to have gallbladder surgery. So, it's been interesting. We had a little touch of COVID early on in the process, and then JL had his
surgery. Those are always the fun ones, though.
It's been a little bit challenging, but you know, we've all gathered together as we should, as the community in Our Town does. So,
yeah. Well, you know, it's talking about that. Can we talk, all of us, really, or both of you, since I'm the one who's just listening? about the plot of Our Town. This is Grover's Corners. What is it? New Hampshire.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And essentially, it's basically daily life.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. We see the play begins in 1901.
Yeah.
And it is daily life, right? So it really is. It follows
the
these characters.
Man,
it's the milk.
The, yeah. yeah.
Newspaper kid.
Yeah.
And Doc Webb, who. No, sorry. Yeah. Doc Gibbs.
No,
who,
Doc Webb, the guy that came to Florida and built the thing.
But
I love making you guys laugh.
You know, one is the town doctor. One family is the town doctor. And then Mr. Webb is the editor of the town newspaper.
Right.
And the stage manager is this sort of ethereal character who can be in any place in time, I think. And so he takes us through this journey. And it really is about, you know, really looking at pivotal moments in life that don't necessarily have to be complicated.
And the stage manager not only sort of narrates, but he interacts. He breaks the fourth wall and talks to the audience, but he also is in the show.
Yeah, he does play several other characters throughout the course of the play.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a and look, stage manager is a bucket list, I think, for any male actor I have ever met in my entire life,
sure.
You know. And it certainly is true for Jim.
Yeah.
And he's just outstanding. He really, really is.
Can we talk about the idea of Our Town being, well, frankly, so old, and the fact that, you know, good work, it's so corny, but stands the test of time.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
what do you think about that, Heather?
I don't know. I'm going to out myself and say I've never seen this play before.
Well, you have now, haven't
this.
You?
Yes. Yeah.
Several times.
Yes. Yeah. And it's really quite lovely, and it's been interesting to watch it evolve with this new iteration of the language and the, you know, the different colors of people on stage, which is really lovely because I think that, as Carla has said multiple times already, that is real life. And this play is about real life and kind of mundane things that we all take for granted every day.
These are mundane things that happened in, 1901 and or 1938.
Yeah, 100.
But the emotions are still with us.
Yeah.
I mean, the way that people interact. And what is, you know, did I get it right? Is the overriding message of this show just, you know, value every moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is definitely it. I mean, you know, the first and the play is structured as written in three acts. Yeah. The first act is called The Daily Life.
Yeah.
The second act is called Love and Marriage, and the third act is Death. So it really, it's a look at a life cycle.
Yeah.
And the moments that are most pivotal are more often sort of the least dramatic moments in your life,
true.
You know? So, I mean, there's not... And I love a play where almost nothing happens. I love a play about I love a play about ideas and about how we move through the world.
It's
right?
just enveloping. That's what I remember about it. You kind of enter this world and you go, yes, I see. I get it.
Well, and that's what is so important about the role of the stage manager, right? Mm-hmm. It has to be somebody who can speak to the audience, who can gather them in, who is immediately trustworthy.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, any actor who plays this role has to have that sort of vibrant personality, vibrant and welcoming personality.
Well, there's Jim Wicker in a nutshell. Right?
For sure, for sure. It's just, I really like simplicity.
Yeah.
You know, so most of the
there's no set, right? Isn't it?
There's really no set.
A couple of platforms, maybe.
Or? Not even. I mean, I began to look at the play conceptually as sort of an open rehearsal. The drapes are pulled. You can see backstage. You can see people waiting to come on. Everybody is there's just a couple of clothing changes maybe throughout the course of the play. As written, there are no props in Acts 1 and 2.
Right.
I'm twisting a little bit in Act 3 on that notion, but the soda shop counter, for instance, is made of a couple of sawhorses from backstage and a door that's sort of sitting
around. So what that does is that puts the emphasis on the words and the action.
Yes.
That's the idea.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's like you're focusing right here, not looking at the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
Correct.
And
exactly.
While this is going on, Heather is madly pushing buttons.
Madly pushing buttons upstairs. And has a line in the play, or a couple lines in the play.
Just one.
What, he's a voice of God? Is that what it is?
No, but I am the lady in the balcony.
Lady in the balcony.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Thornton Wilder's Our Town, this is a new, it's not, we don't really call it an adaptation.
I suppose it is. It's interesting. You know, there was a Facebook comment on one of the ads that we were running on social media that said, I'm not coming to this play. You have no business taking an American classic like Our Town
really?
And changing it around to fit your, I think the subtext was to fit your sort of woke needs.
Mm-hmm. One of them.
Yes.
But I people are allowed to their opinions, and if he doesn't want to come to see the play, he shouldn't come to see the play. But I would encourage him to change his mind, him, her, I don't even know, to change his mind and give it a go, because nothing about the play has changed.
Nothing.
Right.
No words in the play have changed. They're simply in a different language.
Yeah.
And we're just definitely living in a time where we need to broaden our perspectives about what theater can be, about what community can be. And I think that to not see a play simply because it is performed, minor sections of it really are performed in a different language, does not serve humanity.
Well, you know, it's funny. You said what a community can be, and the mm-hmm. first thing I thought was, well, that's what a community is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it really is the way things are now, and it's not going away.
No.
And there's no reason it should ever go away.
No. For sure.
So maybe that person is listening to this. And
maybe. Hope that they come and give it a shot. I mean, I think that the super titles make it accessible for people who don't happen. I don't speak either of the languages that have been translated into the thing.
Yeah.
And we had to do much of the work, the rehearsal work on the play in English.
Yeah.
Just so I could make sure that that they were getting, they were picking up what I was putting down.
Yeah.
But then it moves into a different language, and it's really interesting. And I've said this about the Latin Initiative, because we've been doing plays in Spanish language for several years now.
Yes.
That it's really interesting to watch actors whose home language is not English, right? Perform in their home language. There's a freedom that those actors experience when they're able to do work in Spanish or in Creole, that is really interesting to watch. And it, and it's evident, I think, when you see the this, because now they're doing English sections and Spanish sections and Creole sections, right? So it's really evident in the play how the comfort that they have when they're speaking the language with which they grew up is really profound.
And I think that's really, you see that in Lena the most, who plays Mrs. Webb. When she slips into Creole, you're like, a whole different,
it's a whole different person.
They probably, if, dare I say it, probably acted differently too.
It feels different.
Is different.
Yeah.
Our Town opens tonight, which is Friday, April 26th, if you're listening, and runs through May 12th at Stageworks Theater. You can find tickets and all info, as they like to say, at stageworkstheater.org. That's TRE.org.
Yeah.
Anything you can tell me about the next season? You haven't announced it yet, have you?
I have not. We're going to have a season announcement event on May 7th.
May 7th.
So you should come over, and there'll be some snacks and some drinky poos and some small performances from shows.
What, do you do, like a scene from each of the shows?
Yeah, we'll do like a little smidgen of everything.
Yeah.
I will give you this hint.
Half of them are in Creole, the other half are in Spanish.
Yes, just to satisfy my friend on Facebook. You may well see the girls from the trailer park come back to visit us here at Stageworks Theater.
Great, okay. Well, May the 7th, we'll look forward to that. Let's just reiterate one more time. We've been talking with Heather Krueger, who is the operations manager at Stageworks Theater, and of course the lovely and talented Carla Hartley, who is a producing artistic director. Carla is directing Our Town, which opens tonight, and Heather is the stage manager of Our Town, which opens tonight, and you should go see it because it's going to be pretty cool. Thanks so much for being here,
guys. Thank you for having us.
And we'll see you down the road.
Okay.
From stpetecatalyst.com.